know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you for hanging with us on this somber day. A lot of sober realities about this day. And as we've discussed this hour, I am no longer just a 9/11/2001 observer. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that the terrorists wanted to hit us again on 9/11 of 2012. And that's why we've talked a bit about that today on today's broadcast. I started a tradition back on the day of 9/11/2001 in replaying some of the sound bites and some of the scenes of that day. Eventually worked that into a montage with a song that was paired by Faith Hill, who she later did this song a few weeks later as a fundraiser for the television networks. But I've played this montage every year since 9/11, and I think it's true. I think a lot of us want justice for the wrongs done. And the message of this song, coupled with these snapshots of that day, I think helps remind us of why we need to remain vigilant. So I thought it'd be appropriate to end today's show with a re-airing of There Will Come a Day.
It is absolutely an appalling day, not only here in Manhattan, but also in Washington, where the Pentagon also was apparently the subject of a strike by one of these hijacked airliners flying bombs, really. The Pentagon still very much on fire. The damage there perhaps not as severe as it is at the World Trade Center, but clearly America is under attack.
It's not easy trying to understand how the world can be so cold, stealing the souls of men. Cloudy skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe there's a better place where
fire department and our emergency people are being stretched to the limit.
There will come a day.
I'm sure we've also lost a significant number of them.
Wars are raging, lives are scattered, innocence is lost, and hopes are shattered. The old are forgotten, the children are forsaken. In this world we're living in, is there anything sacred? There's a better place where I'll find a way, and every tear he'll wipe away. The darkness will be
the loss of life is going to be a very great indeed.
Many of the important institutions here in Chicago shut down as a result of the United States terrorist acts that have occurred.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe it'll happen, and this is the worst.
The voices of earth, but the angels will sing. Every knee will bow, sin will have no trace, and the glory of his amazing grace. Every knee will bow, sin will have no trace, and the glory of his amazing grace. There will come a day.
Across the way, the construction workers just hung their signs outside. God bless America and pray for families and victims.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.